الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. وعن ثوبان رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. فقال قائل: أو من قلة نحن يومئذ يا رسول الله؟ قال: لا، بل أنتم كثير، ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل. ولينزعن الله من صدور عدوكم المهابة منكم، وليقذفن الله في قلوبكم الوهن. قالوا: وما الوهن يا رسول الله؟ قال: حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام أبو داود والإمام أحمد رحمهم الله في مسنده. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, it is very good to be back home. Alhamdulillah, but we had a very, very fruitful, very, very, very good journey. Went to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. We went to Masjid Al-Aqsa, went to Jordan, and then inshallah, after that we went to Uzbekistan, so which is in Central Asia. Some other time inshallah we'll try and see and we'll try and speak on in regards to the situation of Uzbekistan. But today, just in front of yourselves, I've quoted two ayat of the Qur'an. There's two ayat of the Qur'an that I've read. Number one is one ayat from Surah Al-Hijr, which is the beginning of para number 14, juz number 14, where Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. That's number one. Number two is ayat in Surah Al-Shura, which is para number, juz number 25, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever difficulties come to you, it's because of what your hands have earned. And then Allah pardons much, much more. Allah only takes you to task for maybe some of what you have done. You only have to face some of the ill consequences of what you are doing. But Allah Ta'ala pardons much, much more. You know, to be honest with you, looking at ourselves, our halat, our situation, our disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't deserve to be given a tongue with which we speak. We don't deserve to be given an eye with which we can see. Allah Ta'ala gave me and you an eye, and look at the haram we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and you the hands and the fingers, and look at the texting we do to the opposite gender and to haram, etc., etc. Khair, inshallah, that is, so I've read before yourselves two ayats of the Quran, and inshallah that will cover those two topics. And then number three, so I want to cover today very, very briefly, because the time is very, very minimal. I want to cover three things. Number one, obviously the situation of Gaza, and where we stand, especially in relation to Gaza and Palestine and the West Bank and the wider region of Palestine. Where do we stand as an ummah? Number one. Number two, I'm sure you must have seen the pictures of the earthquakes in Afghanistan, and how many hundreds and hundreds of people have died, and what do we learn and what do we need to take back? That's number two. And number three, you must have also seen in America, in Texas, there's one lady, Shaitan. MashaAllah, I'm sure you know what that means. One lady you must have seen in America, Valentina Gomez, a Republican politician who wants to become the next governor of Texas. What has she done? She's torched a Quran with a, you know, she's tried to burn the Quran. So inshallah, these are three things that I would like to highlight inshallah, and the guidance that we find in Islam in regards to these subjects. What is the guidance we find? Number one, the first inshallah in regards to the situation of Palestine and where we stand as an ummah, and what guidance has the Messenger of Allah given me and you. I quoted the hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Thawban. He was obviously a sahabi of the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah freed him. He relates a hadith is quoted by Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, is mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah in their respectable kitabs. And mashallah, if you can, those brothers who understand the Arabic language especially, and if I remember rightly, it's also translated as one in English, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah has wrote a compilation of hadith. And mashallah, it's based on alphabetical order, based on sahaba. So example, you got Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. So you got ba, ta, tha, ji, you know, like in that order. So you got approximately 40,000 hadith in the compilation of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. It's there as well. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, there will come a time upon the ummah. There will come a time upon the ummah where what will happen? Yushikul umam an tada'a alaykum kama tada'a al-akalatu ila qasatiha. Look at the prophecy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam. It's like Rasulullah visualized, Allah Ta'ala placed the 21st century in front of the Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah, in front of him, he's seeing the situation of the Middle East. He's seeing the situation of the wider world and the wider community. And then he's giving me and you a living commentary. You know, you'll find in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, when in the month of Rajab, Rasulullah alayhi salam sent a group of approximately 3,000 sahaba. 3,000 sahaba. Where did Rasulullah send them? He sent them to Jordan. There you have the battle of Muta. Rasulullah alayhi salam said, because it was to fight against the Romans of that time. In the area of Jordan, that is where the battle took place. Rasulullah in Medina Munawwara gave a running commentary. What did Rasulullah say? Zayd ibn Haritha had the Muslim banner and he was martyred. Then the banner was taken by Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Abi Talib and then he fell. And then the banner was taken by Abdullah ibn Rawaha and he fell. And then Khalid ibn Walid, he was not appointed a leader, but he took the banner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory. See, this is what was shown to the Messenger of Allah. He is where? In Medina Munawwara. And where is Jordan? This is approximately at least a 15-day journey, okay, from Medina Munawwara going towards Jordan. That's approximately 15 days it would take. Rasulullah alayhi salam is giving a running commentary. This riwayat, this hadith of Sayyidina Thawban mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Ahmad, is a running commentary of what is happening in our time. Look what Rasulullah says, there will come a time where nations will converge against you and they will call one another, the nations will call one another, converge upon you like a group of people converge upon a platter of food. Converge upon a platter of food. It's beautiful. Look at the parable that Rasulullah has used. You know, why did Rasulullah say food? Because you know, when you, after Jumu'ah namaz, you will sit down and you will sit down to eat. And let's say you are eating chicken. When you take that leg, does the leg resist and say, how dare you eat me? The leg is not going to say anything. It can't speak. It will not resist. Okay, you know, whatever you take, you will take and you will devour and you will eat. What will happen? There will come a time where the entire world nations will have impunity. They will have absolute freedom. And no one from the Muslim Ummah will resist. You tell me, is that not happening in Gaza? Is that not happening in Palestine? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, now try and understand what that means for us in our time, in today's time. What does that mean where the people will converge against you like people will converge on a platter and you will not even resist it? Today, and then mashallah, Rasulullah's parable is absolutely amazing. How has that happened today? How has that happened? Number one, look at the invasion, American invasion, and the coalition of the willing in 2003 against Saddam Hussein. How many people amassed together, got together on the pretext of what? WMD, weapons of mass destruction. And then they found absolutely nothing. You know, you got the Americans and everyone go together. What happened in Libya? What happened in Libya? The same organization, the UN. What did they do? Resolution 1973. So therefore, you have a coalition again. Against who? Against Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. What is this? Tada'a al-umam يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها. Did the world say anything? Okay, they allowed everyone to attack Iraq. They overthrow Saddam. Then they allow the destruction of Libya. And then in 2014, 80 communities, 80 member states, the entire bloc, they get together and what do? Now we want to defeat ISIS. Extremism. Now we want to do... Now, mashallah, you know, Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, today we are living in a world where the oppressor is the victim. You know who the victim is today? Israel. Everyone is saying, you know, this lady who burned the Quran, she said the Quran is to blame, okay, for the October 7th attacks in 2023, the Quran is to blame. Look at everything that is happening. This is كَمَا تَدَعَى الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصَعْتِهَا. And there will be no resistance from the Muslim Ummah. Everyone will gather. In fact, not only will everyone gather, Muslims will gather with them. Muslims will gather with them. Today, our world Muslim leaders have sold the Ummah for oil contracts. For oil contracts, the world Muslim leaders have sold the entire Ummah. Those scholars who bend Sharia, they have now become the voices of wisdom in the Ummah. You know, those people who are absolutely immoral celebrities, they are crowned as icons. And I'm sure you know what I'm saying. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam prophesied that time. Then you go on. They have changed, you know, mashallah, today the UN. UN, Allama Iqbal, Sha'ir-e Mashriq. He said many, many years ago. You know what he said? UN is nothing but a blood-sucking group. That's what he said. MashaAllah, when it comes to Colonel Gaddafi, they changed the resolutions. And now they say, resolution, UN resolution 1973, we have to attack Gaddafi. How many resolutions UN have Israel broken, and now, MashaAllah, they're still the victim? You know, today, the oppressors are the victim. And the victims, mashallah, when you speak about supporting Palestine, you know what happens? You are anti-Semitic. Mashallah, you are against the Jews. You know, it is crazy. The world is completely flipped over. There's a hadith, if I remember right, it's a hadith of Sayyidina Maymuna. As a Maymuna or Sayyidina Umm Salama, one of the two. What did Rasulullah s.a.w. say? There will come a time before the end of time. What will happen? Those who are good will be classified evil. And those who are evil will be classified the good. Today, you try and support a Palestine, and you know what happens? The UN, number one, USA, the United Snakes of America, what do they do? Snakes, they're not states. United Snakes of America. What do they do? They veto. They use their power, they use their veto. In the UN Council today, I'm sure you know what's happened. A few days ago, what did America do? 80 Palestinian nationals, politicians have been denied a visa to go to the UN Council. So you have no voice. And this is what they're doing. They're completely drowning you out. They want to devour you. They want to destroy you. Today we are living in a world. Today we are living in a world which is based on the system of the world today is destroying you. Why? Under the token of materialism, consumerism, and godlessness. There is no God. You know, today, wealth for the ummah has become God. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. That is unfortunately the situation we are living in today. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Sayyidina Abdullah, the great giant, ibn Umm Abd. What did Rasulullah say in regards to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? رَضِيتُ لِأُمَّتِي مَا رَضِيَ لَهَا ibn Umm Abd. Whatever Abdullah ibn Mas'ud likes for my ummah, I like that for my ummah. Regards Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, there will come a time upon this ummah where the ummah will be more humiliated than a slave girl. Amongst the Arabs, a slave girl was humiliated. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying, upon this ummah, there will come a time where the ummah will be humiliated more than a slave girl. Now look what Rasulullah, the first question that the Sahaba posed to the Messenger of Allah. Messenger of Allah, we are not going to resist, we are not going to attack back, and we can't do anything. Why will that happen? Is it because we are going to be so few in number? No. You will be huge in number. But look what Rasulullah says. You are going to be like the froth. Like the froth. And the foam that builds on the surface of the water after waves come. You know when the waves come, and on the top of the water you got foam, F-O-A-M, you got froth. Why did Rasulullah use that parable? Why did Rasulullah use that example? Why? Because you will be in great quantity, like the foam is all over the water. But what happens to the foam? It disperses very, very fast. What happens to the foam? The water goes right, the foam goes right. The water goes left, the foam goes left. The water becomes static, the foam becomes static. This is what happens with foam. What will happen to this ummah in the United Nations unless you are Imran Khan? You don't say a single word. If the UN goes right, you go right. The UN goes left, you go left. Okay, they are static and they don't say anything, and they say against Islam, then you follow them. You go with the flow. Rasulullah is saying that the way the foam is everywhere, the ummah will be scattered everywhere. The ummah will be scattered everywhere. And this is what it is. Today, what is approximately now, the world population is coming towards approximately 8 billion. Approximately. And you know what the population of the Muslim world is in total? It's approximately 2 billion. So 25% of the ummah. But the Messenger of Allah says, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاء كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلَ. The hadith, it's a beautiful hadith. Again, look what Rasulullah said. And then picture yourself and I picture myself. Okay, am I doing what Rasulullah prophesied? And that's why we are in the state that we are. What did Rasulullah say? When the ummah does five things, then there will be destruction falling on this ummah. There will be destruction falling on the ummah. What did Rasulullah say? When the latter part of the ummah will curse the former part of the ummah. Today you tell me how many Muslims are cursing the Sahaba. People are saying Sayyidina Muawiyah was a kafir. People are saying what population of the ummah today in Iran are saying that Sahaba, everyone left Islam. Besides Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi, Miqdad ibn Aswad, and maybe a few others. Besides Ahlul Bayt, everyone is a kafir. Rasulullah says, when the ummah curses the former part of the ummah, then you know you are fa'alaykum ad-damar. Fa'alaykum ad-damar, then you know you are waiting for destruction. Number one. Number two, what did Rasulullah say? When the ummah consumes alcohol. When the ummah consumes alcohol. MashaAllah, you know, Allah Ta'ala safeguard all of us. We've just come from Uzbekistan. So I asked a guide there that was there. Okay, MashaAllah, you gained independence in 1991. Okay, from the Russians, you've come out from communist rule. In 1991, you've got your independence. Have the situation of Uzbekistan, has it changed? Meaning, I was particularly asking him, do people still drink alcohol? Why? Because in the communist rule, you know, in order to safeguard themselves, sometimes they had to drink alcohol. So maybe that was a time where they were majboor, they were helpless, they could not help it. He said, yes, we have still a lot of people in Uzbekistan, they still drink wine, but what is problematic is they feel nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. When you take something to be halal, which was completely haram, that is what is problematic. You drink alcohol knowing I'm doing wrong, knowing I'm consuming haram, so at least inshallah you have a possibility of tawbah. You know what they are doing, what they are now trying to do, the West, they are trying to promote tourism in Uzbekistan. You know, maybe in the next 5 years it might become the next Dubai. You don't know. Wallahu alam. The entire world, the system of the world today, they want to envelope all the Muslims in materialism, consumerism, and godlessness. You believe me, you go to Dubai and you don't think about Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for saying this, unless you are in the masjid. Unless you are in the masjid, sometimes you go to Makkah Mukarramah and you go into the clock tower and you forget that you are in Makkah Mukarramah. You go to Medina Munawwara, you go to the shopping malls there, and you forget you are in the presence of greatness. You are in the presence of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. You completely forget. You got consumerism, you got materialism, and we are completely sold out. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said that time will come. So I was saying, when the ummah does five things, then you know you are going to wait for your destruction. Number one, cursing one another. Number two, alcohol consumption. Number three, the ummah will start wearing silk. Males, they will wear silk. Today, you know, many, many people will wear silk and they feel absolutely there is nothing wrong. Inshallah, I don't want to go into the masala of wearing silk, but for males it is not allowed. You're only allowed to a certain extent of approximately four fingers, according to Allama Abu al-Hasan al-Ghilani, because of the hadith of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. You're only allowed to a very, very minimal amount. Number four, Rasulullah said, when music and singing will become common. Today you go to Makkah Mukarrama, on the outskirts of Makkah Mukarrama, they are making a combination of Hollywood and Bollywood. And in Jeddah, they are inviting the likes of J-Lo. I'm sure everyone knows who that is. Oh, is it only me who knows who that is? Okay, mashallah. Jennifer Lopez, and they paid her an undisclosed amount of money to give a performance for 20 minutes in Jeddah before the Grand Prix. Saudi has now become absolute materialism and consumerism, and that is the zamana that we are living in. And Rasulullah, the last thing he said, when my ummah fulfills their desire with the same gender, men will become satisfied with men, women will become satisfied with women. When that happens, then now you are waiting for destruction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. What is the ilaj? What is the cure? Rasulullah said, why will that happen? Because Allah ta'ala will take your awe. There was a time, people used to hear the name of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab and they used to get a shiver down their spine. Shaitan is scared of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. There was that time. Today, Muslims are but a number. Today, you have settlers in the West Bank. Today you have Israeli politicians who are saying we need to wipe out the, the word he's used, it's a very, very dirty word. He says we need to wipe out the monsters or the gangsters from Gaza. We need to obliterate Gaza from the world map. And then now one politician said 2-3 days ago from Israel, 82-83% of West Bank we need to take under our control. You must have seen yesterday in the Sky News, you must have seen on the front page, okay, a sister who lives in the West Bank, Sister Fadda and Sister Fatima. She says we don't sleep at night because we have to stay awake. Why? Because settlers, they send their kids with their mattresses, with their bags, they will come in front in our homes and they will lie down, they will sleep down there, they're trying to provoke us. At the moment we say anything to the kids, they will come with a soldier and they will take us out of our house. The world is absolutely silent. Silent. And why? Why has that happened today? No value for the Muslims. It's me, it's my doing, it's your doing. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. Today, we've become so lost in the world that we have absolutely not have considered what is halal, what is haram. And then, number two, you will dislike death. You will dislike death. Today, you tell me who wants to die. You know, what is a sign? What is a sign, okay, of taqwa? What is a sign of taqwa? MashaAllah, Shaykh, if I remember rightly, I think there's one great scholar in the Ummah. It's either Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali or Shaykh Abu Turab al-Makki. Shaykh Abu Turab al-Makki, rahimahullah, used to say when someone asked him, what is the sign someone has taqwa? He says, the day someone comes to you and say, are you ready to die? And you say, yes, today I am ready to die. This is a sign you have taqwa. Why? Because you know you are clean with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are clean with the creation of Allah. You owe absolutely no one nothing. And you have made your pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've done astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. And you are clean between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, inshallah, I leave you with this inshallah. Number one, we need to work on our faith. We need to work on our iman. Today our iman has become so weak. When, look what happens. When wahan will rule your heart, then mahaba and awe will come out of your heart. When wahan will govern your heart, rule your heart, and wahan means love of dunya goes into the heart. We're not saying, do not, see, the world is a source. It's not your master. The world is a source. You have to benefit from it. And you have to live in the world. You have to earn. But it's not our master. Khair, inshallah, my point number two, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, inshallah. So we need to work on three things. Number one, on our faith, on our iman and the iman of our children. Number three, we need to work on unity. Because you know what the West have done? They've divided all of us. You know, when the West realize, okay, you know what? You have to distribute the world into three categories. The white, the yellow, and the green. The white, the yellow, and the green. The white are the people of power and authority. If England don't have it because they're no longer great. MashaAllah, there's nothing great about Great Britain. Okay, it's only Britain. USSR had wiped out US and S. And now there's only Russia. All these symbols have gone. Great Britain is GB, but now there's nothing great. MashaAllah, our ministers, okay, are avoiding stamp duty. And they're telling me and you to pay. So, subhanAllah, I'm sure you know, and now, mashallah, they're fighting. Do you sack her? Do you not sack her? There's nothing great. So, you know what they say? Power, if that does not belong to Britain, then you give it to France. If France are too weak, then you give it to America. So the white will be supremacists, and they are the ones that have power. Then you've got the yellow ones. The yellow ones are the Asians, number one, and number two, the Chinese. So with Chinese and the yellow ones, what do? Give and take. You give them, and you take from them. So basically, you know, you try, and mashallah, now they're making the coalition of the willing in the Far East. So now, mashallah, you've got Xi Jinping, and then you've got Modi now has gone, he's defected as well. Okay, and he's gone to China. And then you've got North Korea, mashallah, you know, the Ung, okay, Ji, you got him. And then you've got, mashallah, Pakistan has gone to that summit as well. Okay, and then you've got many, many others who are going. Erdogan from Turkey, he also went. And now the West are getting scared. So now you have those who are the yellow ones. Then you have the green ones. What do you do with the green ones? The green ones are those who have the oil, the Middle East. So what do you do with them? You break them up. You divide them. So what did they do? They went to Africa. They went to Africa. You know what? You are Somali, but you are British Somali. You know what? You are from the south, so you are Italian Somali. And then one part of Somalia they gave to Kenya. So what do? This is the history. You break them up, divide and rule. And this is what they've done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to realize, you know, we have enough enemies outside. Why are we becoming enemies of ourselves? You know, you don't speak to your brother, you don't speak to your mother, you don't speak to your neighbors, you don't speak to your cousins. And we become enemies, we already have enough enemies. How many more enemies do we want? In regards to Afghanistan, inshallah my time is over, but inshallah in regards to the earthquake in Afghanistan, the hadith mentioned by, if I remember rightly, it's in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, Rasulullah said, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْآيَاتِ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أَنْجَاهُمْ. When you see ayat, you see zalazil, you see earthquakes, what did Rasulullah say? That is the time when you exert your effort in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember in Medina Munawwara in the time, this is again in Ibn Abi Shayba has quoted the Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab's time, there was an earthquake in Medina Munawwara. You know what Sayyidina Umar said? If there is an earthquake again in Medina Munawwara, then I will not live amongst you. Why? Because when sins become so much, then Allah Ta'ala will send. I'm not saying that's what happened in Afghanistan. Please don't get me wrong. The Quran says, whatever befalls you is because of your sins. And then inshallah, the last point in regards to the Quran and the burning of the Quran in America. Like I've told you, we have enough enemies. We have enough enemies. Don't think America is your friend. Don't think the British are your friends. They have completely divided you. Look what they've done to Kashmir. Look what they did with Palestine. Look what they did with Gaza. Look what they did by giving Israel the land that did not belong to them. These are a community. Don't ever think these people are your friends. I'm talking about the elite and the... I'm not saying... We don't need to brand everyone under the same brush. But anyway, you know, we need to realize... Just one point, inshallah, in regards to the Quran. You can burn the Quran, meaning the non-West. Nothing is going to happen to the Quran. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, we will look after the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah Ta'ala says, we will protect the Quran. But my response, your response should be, our connection with the Quran should increase. Read more Quran. Understand the Quran, what the Quran is trying to say. Teach and educate our children the Quran. And that should be our response. Inshallah, nothing is going to happen. You tell me, if you throw some rubbish at the sun, will anything happen to the sun? It'll just come back to you. The Quran, the words of Allah, are much more than the sun. You throw it towards the sun, okay, it's just coming back onto you. This is a sign of your ignorance, of your stupidity, of your arrogance, of your hatred for Islam. But at the same time, it is a test for the Muslims. We need to wake up. We need to realize that we establish our connection with the Quran. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, very, very quickly, inshallah, there's just the two announcements, inshallah. The Harlow Islamic Center, the Maktab and the weekend madrasa that we have will be starting from tomorrow. So inshallah, those of our children who come, so inshallah, please do send your children, okay, because the madrasa will start tomorrow. Very, very important that the children attend without any absences, the way they go, mashallah, the school, and they don't make small excuses, mashallah. A child will tell you, okay, they've got a stomach ache. So it's something that you can't see. So you have to take the word. So, you know, small excuses, and we are saying, okay, no problem. You don't want to go, you don't want to go. And not only that, mashallah, sometimes, you know what happens to our kids? Okay, you know, just say that we had to go to the airport. So, mashallah, we are teaching the kids to lie. So, inshallah, please make sure you and take this very, very seriously. And the second one, inshallah, as we have a collection for Gaza, for Palestine, first week of every month, everyone knows the your money, your zakat, your sadaqat, your lillah. There is no place currently on the surface of the earth that deserves your zakat, your sadaqat, your lillah more than our brothers and sisters in Palestine. What they are going through in terms of insecurity, in terms of zulm, in terms of genocide, in terms of oppression, and then, you know, They are the oppressors. Apparently, they are now, according to the world, they are the oppressors. And the oppressors are the victims. Okay, the roles have completely, they've changed the entire narrative of the world. So, inshallah, please, if you can, whatever you can give, inshallah, please spare with your money. You got your cards. So now no one has an excuse, inshallah. Okay, that, you know, we don't have cash. So, inshallah, whatever you can spare, inshallah, may Allah reward you all. Bismillah. Inshallah, I'm really sorry. I know I'm just going over my time. Inshallah, from next week, I will try and stick to my time. And we should finish, inshallah. We should start the salat by 1:30, inshallah, next week. If someone can please stop me by approximately 1:15. Okay, if someone can say, Mulsab, it's time. So inshallah, we'll stop, inshallah, so we can stop on time. People have enough time for sunnah as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين ينبه سبحانه وتعالى عباده بقوله أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين لقد بين الله سبحانه وتعالى أن من الناس فريقا لا صبر لهم على المحن ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين إخواني في الدين قد يكون افتنان المؤمن وابتلاؤه دليل خير لا نذير شر. قال سبحانه وتعالى: ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. كما يدل على ذلك حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء، وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم، فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط. أخرجه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطية فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. أما بعد، يا معشر المسلمين، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن الصحابة: الصحابة كلهم عدول، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم. اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure, fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Your mobiles on silent, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا عباد الله، وصلوا صلاة المودعين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا في الله. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى. سبحان ربي الأعلى.
الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الصلاة والطيبة السلام عليك يا نبي ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين